This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Sabrina was talking economic indicators and how maybe corporate profits ain't. There was an actual indicator out today, a biggie in the big slice of this economy that is housing. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index, better known as Case-Shiller, showed home prices for the month of February were up 4% from a year earlier, which is price growth, yes, but the 11th straight month of slower price increases. And as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, there are signs in some places we might just possibly, almost, kind of, sort of, could be headed into a buyer's market.
We know what a seller's market looks like because we've been in one for years, but a buyer's market?
You would actually get price cuts, homes would sit on the market longer, and gasp, in some markets, we might even see price decreases.
Ralph McLaughlin is deputy chief economist at CoreLogic. He says some markets like Seattle, San Francisco, and San Diego are already headed there, and the overall market may not be far behind.
We are still nationally in somewhat of a seller's market, but there are pretty strong signs that we're moving into neutral territory. And possibly by the middle or end of this year, we might be slightly on the buyer side.
So yeah, maybe, sorta, kinda. But buyers already have more power than they have in years. Daryl Fairweather is chief economist at the online brokerage Redfin.
Our buyers are having a much easier time getting their offers accepted, and they're actually spending less time looking for homes.
Plus, mortgage rates are down and wages are rising. There are also more homes on the market. But Skylar Olson, head of economic research at Zillow, says mostly because houses are taking longer to sell.
There are more leftovers from last month. So that's great for someone looking in the sense that it's a sign that there's less competition. But it's not necessarily the fact that it'll be easier to find the perfect match for you.
And a caveat for all those hoping for a real buyer's market. Olson says it will likely coincide with a recession. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.